COVID-19 hospitalizations have been steadily declining since early January, but during their peak, many hospitals in northern Nevada neared capacity and some surpassed that capacity, including one rural hospital in Churchill County. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talks to Sam Metz with the Associated Press to look back at what we've learned.
Through your reporting, you looked at hospitalizations in rural counties in northern Nevada. What issues do rural hospitals face that their counterparts in Reno and Las Vegas may not face?
In Nevada, there are a lot of counties with less than 25 hospital beds. I think there are 9 counties with only one hospital and less than 25 hospital beds. So what that means is they have a very small margin for error in scenarios like a COVID outbreak. But one of the things that these hospitals also really rely on is transfers. If you're a small rural hospital, you often need to transfer your patients to a bigger hospital, like when you're at full capacity. But there was a point in December when everyone was nearing their full capacity. It was hard for some of those hospitals to accept patients from rural hospitals. So that created some gut-wrenching decisions. So in December, I profiled Banner Churchill, which is a hospital in Fallon, with 25 licensed hospital beds. So on December 9th, Banner Churchill was treating 36 patients, or 144% of its licensed capacity, including 5 patients in the ICU.
Wow. I mean, when you say a hospital has surpassed more than 140% capacity, I mean, what does that look like on the ground?
I'm glad you asked that, because it doesn't necessarily mean that there are people in gurneys in the hallway. It means that they have to change the physical makeup of the hospital as the pandemic surged in that county. So they were able to turn a sleep study room into an extra ICU. They need to take part of their ER and cordon it off and make a COVID unit. And they need to add new staff. And that's very competitive, trying to find new staff during the pandemic. So when you're at 144%, when you have so few people, it's not like you're adding 100 extra beds. When your capacity starts small, you're having to add maybe a dozen more beds.
Were there disparities for hospitals in rural counties even before the pandemic?
Definitely. Throughout the country, I would say in recent decades, rural hospitals have been closing, and that's been a huge problem. Rural areas tend to be older, sicker, and poorer than urban areas, and that leaves those communities particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus. So these hospitals, their profit margins were very small to begin with. They're canceling elective surgeries, and that's been very difficult. So Banner Churchill, the hospital that I profiled, actually had more hospital beds years ago and shrunk its capacity.
And you talked to the chief medical officer there. What were some of his conversations with some of his patients while this was happening?
So Dr. Aiken recounted this one scenario where he was taking care of a patient. She needed to be hospitalized for respiratory problems and breathing for COVID-19. And her husband or partner was suspicious that the virus was a hoax and is yelling at Dr. Aiken about his wife needing to be hospitalized. And I think COVID skepticism is pretty prevalent in some of these communities. So when there's an outbreak that affects the hospital, doctors and nurses confront that. Often the people treating patients know the people that they're treating. They're their former babysitter, they're their high school teacher, they're their neighbor. They respect these people deeply and they want to treat them.
Did Dr. Aiken comment, how that impacted them as a provider?
I asked that and he said it doesn't impact the healthcare providers. They're very committed to offering treatment and treating people at the highest levels of care that they can provide regardless. They really want to convince people who need to be treated to stay hospitalized, particularly at this time, because there was a chance that if someone didn't agree to stay in the hospital, that they wouldn't have a bed for them if their condition deteriorated and they tried to come back.
That just seems incredibly stressful.
You're trying to prepare for worst case scenario when you're in a pretty bad case scenario. And thankfully, When I was interviewing Dr. Aiken and talking to other rural hospital administrators, they were pretty optimistic that they were going to be able to handle the pandemic and the surge. And thankfully, our hospitalization rates in Nevada have decreased and they ended up being right.
That was Associated Press reporter Sam Metz speaking with KUNR's Lucia Starbuck. Both are core members with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.